Rabbi Yisrael Friedman, Pashas Mitzayra.
The shala of taking medication on Pesach, antibiotics, painkillers, and so on, is a big shala in the poskim. If these medicines have in them chumetz, what is the halucha regarding Pesach? May one take medicine on Pesach which has in it chumetz? Chometz, we know, is one of the most chomedike isirim. A person has chometz on Pesach, is chai, of course. Oh no, perhaps for some reason, if a person is a choyle, it's allowed to have chometz on Pesach in his medicine. So this is the shala which I'd like to be mevara today. Of course, a person who's a choyle, sheyesh bo sakuna rachmun litzlan, we know there's no shala whatsoever. A choyle sheyesh bo sakuna can have, even if the doctor says he has to eat a loaf of bread, if that's what he has to do, a choyle sheyesh bo sakuna is no shala. So we are speaking about only a choyle she'ein bo sakuna. So is he allowed to take medicine on Pesach which has in it chometz? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Mem Beis in Sif Tes, Chometz shenis afish koidim zman isiroi v'nifsel machilas kelev. Chometz which became totally ruined before Pesach came in and was ready nifsal machilas kelev, even a dog couldn't eat it. Oy shesolfoi ba'esh v'nechach at she'ene rui lekelev. It was totally burnt and became charcoal until a dog cannot eat it. Mitte lekaimoi ba'pesach. There's no mitzvah of bia chometz because that chometz is no longer regarded, no longer has the status of chometz, because as we all know, once it's nifsel machiles kelev, it's no longer regarded as chometz. Comes along the Mishabriya, and the Mishabriya says, although the Machaber says only mitel kaimoy be Pesach, you're allowed to keep it in your cupboard over Pesach, says the Mishabriya, v'hi havim b'mitahat b'hanu. You're allowed to have even hanu from it. You can use it. Aval bachila usamid rabunon. You're not allowed to eat it. Adach haPesach. Frek the Mishabrira kasha. Va'af agav dachila she'ena re'iyahi. What could be possibly the shala? The Machaber said clearly we're speaking about something which is no longer edible. It's nifsal machilas kelev. So why can't you eat it? Va'af agav dachila she'ena re'iyahi. Dehon nifsal lakoil. Mikalmukhan, very important word, says the Mishabrira. Kivin shiroitze lechoil usa. Because this person wants to eat this particular ruined substance, it's forbidden. Daho achshevei. Achshevei, he has given it a chashivas. So the halucha is, although chometz shenifsal machilas kelev is no longer chometz, is no longer usa. However, if you decide for whatever reason on Pesach that you want to eat this chometz shenifsal machilas kelev, there's a svura of achshavei. You have now given it prominence. You've given it a chashivas. In your eyes, you regard this as a food. Hurrah, you're eating it. You're putting it in your mouth and you're eating it. And therefore, it becomes usa midrabunam. There, according to this halucha, we now have a serious shala by medicine. Although medicine might have in it chometz, but bederech klal, this chometz is nifsal machilas kelev. It's very common one has capsules, those plastic type of capsules are made from chometz. But those capsules are nifsal machilas kelev. They're made from some type of wheat germ. So lechoira, Nifsal Machilas Kelev should be okay. There's no Shala. But if we say, we apply this Svor of Achshavei, by you putting it in your mouth and consuming it, you are giving it a Chashivas, and that's also Midrabunon, so perhaps it might be also to have such medicine on Pesach, because we would apply, perhaps you would apply the Svora of Achshavei. This is the Shala of all the Poskim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesuchim in Daf Chof Hei Mebeis, where the Gemara speaks about being Nenef and Adova Usa, when one can and when one can't, brings the Gemara a Masa that the daughter of Ravina was ill, and Ravina took some olives from an olive tree which was still Ola, and Ola we know is an Isidoraisa, to eat from an Ola tree. He took the olives, he squeezed it out, and he made a cream, and he put it onto his daughter's body. She had some type of wound or sore on her body. Says the Gemara that Ma'abaravashi asked Ravina, Eime do'omer rabunem b'shas sakuna, this heter to use things which are usimidaraisa, all is usimidaraisa, is only if a heter for choyle sheyesh b'sakuna. Shaloi b'shas ha'sakuna mi'omer? How can you do this for your daughter because she's just got a wound on her hand or her foot or whatever? Says the Gemara, Ike do'omra, Omelei, Ravina answered him back, Mid derech hano kavidna? Am I using these olives, the derech hano? That means the derech hano of olives is to be eaten. To take an olive, squeeze it out, and to smear it on your hand, on your leg, this is nish the derech, the normal derech hano of olives. So said Ravina, it's no shala. From this Gemara, we learn out a moedika yisod, that even something which is usa midaraisa, i.e. ola, the isa deraisa for choyla is only when you're using it derech hanoa. When you're not using it derech hanoa, to take a fruit and to squeeze it onto your hand as a cream is nish derech hanoa, and therefore said Ravina for choyla, one's allowed to do this. This is Gepaskin in Halucha, in Shulchan Aruch Yoedeya, and Simon Kif Nin Hay. Says the Machaba, Oivet kachovim shabu l'rapois es Yisroel. A goy comes, a doctor to heal a yid. V'omalei kach mimayim eili oim ilam ployni. You should use water from this well or fruit from this tree. Shehem shel avoides kachovim. Also, as we know, avoides kachovim is also. Comes along the machaber and he says now as follows. B'shai sirim, all other sirim, Misrapuim b'mukim sakuna. As we know, first chol sheish v'sakuna, no shala. Afila derech hanusam. V'shaloi b'mukim sakuna. If we're speaking about a regular chol she'ein bo sakuna, kederech hanusam usa, shaloi kederech hanusam mita. For a chol she'ein bo sakuna, says the Mechaber, if you're not using this item in the normal way, you're losing it shaloi kederech, it's mita. So l'choira, we shouldn't have a problem at all. Chometz, it might be nisa deraisa, but to come along and make a capsule out of it is shaloi kederech hanusam. So l'choira, we should be safe. The problem, however, is the continuation from the Ramu. Although the Ramu isn't choylik on the Mechaber, the Ramu adds in a caveat, and he says, Ein matirim shim isa l'choira. We're not matir any isa for choira, and even a isa drabunon. This heter that we said for choyle she'ein by sakuna, that he can take along something which also, if he's using it, shaloi kader chanusan, says Ramo, I'm maskim. But that's only if you haven't got an alternative bederech heter. If you have an alternative medicine, which is bederech heter, says the Ramu, then there's no issa, just because a person is a choyle she'ein b'sakuna, to take something which is also, even if he's only doing it, shaloi kederech hanusam. Im yichel lasus harafia behete kemoi be'issa, alfa pi shetzurch lishos ksas koidim shim saheta, even though it's not so easy to get hold of it, it'll take you time, nevertheless, says the Ramu, there's no heta to do b'derech issa, ma'acha she'ein sakuna bedova. Because there's no sakuna. So this is what the Ramu comes along and tells us. Only by Busa v'chulav, and Klai HaKerem says the Machaber there, it's usa because those things are usa bahanur. But everything else is mitter. But when is it mitter? Only if you have no alternative. So now, according to the Ramu, we have a shala. It's taka true that it could be that chometz, we could say that chometz, you should be allowed to have it on Pesach in medicine, because it's shaloi kederach hanusam. And even though we say the svur of Achshavei only makes it into an issa derabunan. However, the Rambam says very clearly that something which is also, even if it's only midrabunan, if you have an alternative, there's no heter to come along and use it if I can find an alternative which is not also midrabunan. So therefore, this is now the shala about medicine. Although it's nifsul machiles kelev, but if we're going to apply the sword of achshavei, it becomes also midrabunan. So if it's also midrabunan, am I allowed to take this medicine on Pesach if I can find an alternative? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim in Daf Chof Aleph on the base as follows: Omer Rava said Rava, Chor Choy Koidim Zemanoi. If you burnt the chumetz before Pesach, Mita Bahano Afila LaAchaz Manoi. You can have Hano from this chumetz even LaAchaz Manoi on Pesach. About this Gemara is a big machlokes harishonim. What did the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Mita Bahano? You can have Hano. Says the Ram, "Idomrin on mita bahanusoi." That the Gemara says, "You mita bahanu, but then he dafila b'achila namashuri." You're even allowed to eat it on Pesach. Kiven sheyutza mitoyres pas koidem sheyuchal ulav isachometz. Before Pesach came in, this was no longer considered chometz. I didn't have the status anymore of chometz. You'd already destroyed it. It wasn't nifsa machilas kelef, so you can eat it even on Pesach. Says the Ram. So why did the Gemara only say mita bahanusoi? The Teretz says around the afila ochale, even if you eat it, lav achila. He does heisish ken achila, so you can't apply the rule of achila. This heisish ken achila, and as we state in the Meiri, he adin she afila b'achila mita, hoyel va'afra ba'alma. He's just dam ofa ba'alma, and as we state in the Maram Chalva, and Rabbeinu Manoach, and noch poskim, and noch rishonim. The problem, however, is with the Rosh, and we Paskin like the Rosh. The Rosh is choylik with all these Rishonim. The Rosh comes along and he says, Yesh Shiroitzim Loima, there are those who want to say, Lav Dafka Bahano, when the Gemara said that if you destroy the Chumash before Pesach, Mita Bano is Lav Dafka Bano, He adim Bachile Da'afra Ba'almehi, Veloi Mistaba. Said the Rosh, it's not Mistaba. The alphab he the botle das ha oichel eitzel kal udam. Although as far as the whole world is considered, this thing is already no longer considered chumet. It's no longer considered a food. Mikal mukem kiven di ihi ka uchale usa. Because this individual has decided to eat it, therefore we say it's usa. And Azoi Shteitin Rabbeinu Yerichim and the Trimis Hadeshin, who say that this is what the Rambam says, and Azoi Paskin the Mishnah Brira, and Azoi Shteitin the Taz, and this is the Mishnah Brira that we just read out at the beginning of the Shir. That something which is Nifsul Machilas Kelev, said the Mishnah Brira very clearly, if you decide to eat it because you've eaten it, therefore you have given it prominence, and we say Achshavei, and it is Usa Midirabunam. Comes along the Bach and he asks your kasha. Fragt the Bach a gewaltige kasha. The kasheli. Fragt the mai nafke minne ba'achila dide. Who cares about this individual's achila? Vechi ili ufal ucha lachayev bitmia. If he was to come along and put sand or plastic into his mouth, would you call that an achila? And fragt the Ranich ob a gewaltige kasha from the Gemura Mefereshes, a Gemura Mesech the Shviyas in Daf Chof Beis on the base. Says the Gemura there, a person makes a Shviya that today he's not going to eat. Shviya Shaloi Oichel. Amach the Shviya, I'm not going to eat anything. And he went, he was so starving, hungry, he took some offer, says the Gemura, and he put the sand in his mouth. Says the Gemura, he's puter. Why? He said he won't eat. Putting offer in your mouth is not eating. Freik the Rana Kasha, a gewaltige Kasha. Look, from this Gemara, a person said, he didn't say, I'm not going to eat bread, I'm not going to eat meat. He said, I'm not going to eat. So that includes its koilel, every form of substance. I'm not eating, I'm not putting anything in my mouth. And he went and he put offer in his mouth. And yet, says the Gemara, does heis nishken achila, and he wasn't over his shavia, fragt der Ram al achas kama vakama, when it comes Pesach and we've got an issa to eat only one particular type of substance, something called chometz. So therefore, if he puts something in his mouth which is not chometz, how can he be over? Because we have this gemura mefireshes in the Sechta Shviyas. We see that there's no such svura as achshavei. If you put off in your mouth, you haven't elevated it to become a food. We don't say achshavei, it's lishken achila. So therefore, putting something which is nifsal machilas kelev, this is the Ram's kasha. Sorry, the Bach's kasha. The Bach's kasha. Zug the Bach as follows. We have to be mechalik as follows. There are certain things which are not rui la'achila by themselves. However, it is still the derech to use them as an ingredient in a, not medicine, in a food mixture. For example, I was thinking to myself, what a possibility. You could have, today it's very popular, you make chocolate crunch. People like to have a chocolate with some type of crunch into it. So if a person was to take, for example, bread, and he was to burn it until it was mamish charcoal, and you grind it up, and you mix it into a big bowl of chocolate, where the chocolate there will totally cover and smother the charcoal, the bread charcoal. So it could be, that would be a normal thing to do, because the charcoal, you don't notice it when you're eating. And the reason why you put it in to make this chocolate crunchy, that you've achieved. And the chocolate covers and disguises the bitter taste of the charcoal. So, and it's be'etim an edible substance. So that would be something which is a possibility, this type of thing. So says the Bach, because you have things which are be'etim nifsal ma'achilas kelev, and yet people are using them as an ingredient in various food items. Therefore, if you were to go and eat that particular item by itself, you'd take bread and you'd burn it till it's a charcoal and you'd eat it. Since people would do that to use it as an item and other food items, so if you ate it by itself, kemenach deheren asvura fin achshavei. Of a zug de bach, offer, which no one is going and putting inedible items into food. No one's going to do that, put offer into food. Therefore, if you were to eat it by itself, pas nish zug in the svura fin achshavei. And Fetos the Bach, Kein nireli liyashiv das harosh sha'uni noihagim kamoisoi. So therefore, now that we've established very clearly that we have this svura, and this is the halucha of achshavei, so we understand clearly the shala now, what is the din, what's the halucha now about medicines? We have a big shala on our hands, because although it could be that the chumetz was nifsal machiles kelef, before it was put into this medicine. However, if we're going to apply the svur of achshavei, like the Rosh says, we have a shala, and we can take it even more. We can extend it even according to the Ram. The Ram and the Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach, who all choylik on the Rosh, and they say we don't agree to this svur of achshavei, because if somebody eats something, we say, bot ledatoi eitzel kaludon, that might be only concerning food items. Why do you want to eat something which is inedible? Go and eat something which is edible. But when we're speaking about medicine, which a person has to have, and the derech ho'olam is, everybody is taking this medicine if they need it, ef shedemels pasnish al asvura from bot ledata eitzel kaludim fekeh, this is doch the derech ho'olam. This is what one does in such a situation. And in fact, Taka, we find the Shagas Arya writes very clearly in Chivas, food and drink which are not edible, you may not consume them, even the refia. The kiven de ochlon achshavini. Echaygavna kusav harosh barosh perik kalshu. And he quotes this rosh that, and he applies the rosh for medicine. And as I shrabd of Chaim Moshe Gudzinski in the Sefer Achiezer and Shivas Achiezer, and as I state in Shivas Arigas Haboisim, and he quotes the Sefer Hemek Sheila from Ramot Chodov Honestaipler, that he was asked a shala about using sugar on Pesach, which this sugar, in order to make it more white, so the producers of the sugar had mixed into it some type of white powder which had inside it chumetz, and they'd mixed that into the sugar in order to make the sugar more edible. And although this white powder in itself was not edible, nevertheless, comes along the Hamak Shaila and says, it's also Nazoi Pasun Taka the Arigas Haboisim. So according to the Shagas Arya, Pchamoise Gajinsky, the Arigas Haboisim, and Ochander Poskim, as one says, Achshavei by medicine, and if you put it in your mouth on Pesach, it's also midrabunon. So according to the Ramu, if you'll have an alternative, you're not allowed to take chumetz dikhe medicine. So those are the shittas hamachmirim. On the other hand, rubi shittas hamakilim. The Ksav Sofer writes very clearly that although there is such a svor of achshavei, it does not apply to medicine. And he says, I've got a beferish halacha. It's gepaskin and shulchan aruch, and simon tuf mem base, seafeed, writes the machaber there, that dioy, ink which was made from chumetz, you're allowed to use that pen on Pesach. And this is a machaber b'shem the Trimis Hadeshin. And the Trimis Hadeshin says, and this is quoted by the Mishnah Brira, that we're not even worried if you're going to end up putting that pen into your mouth. Some people like to suck on a pen while they're writing. We're not even worried if you're going to end up sucking on that pen. As though you took the Trimis Hadeshin, Mishnah Brira brings out, v'loy chashin, we're not worried if you do that, because since your kavuna isn't to eat ink, nobody's interested in eating ink, it just as a nervous twitch which people do while they're concentrating or whatever, they suck on their pen. So therefore, pasnish bechalal the svura zuk the ksav soif of achshavei. When do I say achshavei? When I make a conscious decision, I want to eat this substance. Although it's not edible, I want to eat it. But if I'm sucking on a pen which is made out of chumetz dikhe ink, my kavun is not to eat this. It's just what I'm happy to be doing while I'm thinking, while I'm writing. Pasnish bechalal the svura of achshavei. Zuk the ksav sofer. K'shenois na kil mesoy toich piv shaloi b'miskaven. Harei lo achshavei. He's not thinking about eating, just sucking on it without thinking. Lo achshavei. Eboreli. It's clear to me, says the ksav sofer, the kol she'oichel oinene letzorech refia, harei loy achshavei. Achshavei only applies when you make a conscious decision, I'm hungry, I want to eat this thing, although it's not edible. But if the reason why you're eating it is nishbet toiris oichel, you're only eating it because you need this medicine, because the person is ill, of dem pasnish ken achshavei. And as I shrab the chazonish, the zelbe yesod, Afla mai de mashm vachroinim de lechel chachile usa afila chumetz shenifso machiles kelef mikalmokoim al yedei tariv shadavur mishem samer refia mita de loy shayech achshavei de datoy al hasamim, says the chazanish again, the zelbe yisod, the chumetz which is here, as on the chazanish noche knach, the chumetz which is in the medicine is not actually the thing which heals a person. The chumetz is only there as devik ba'alma, to keep it together, or to be the capsule, the outer capsule, which holds the medicine. But that isn't actually the medicine. So when a person is taking an antibiotic, he's not interested at all in the chometz, which happens to be in the medicine. He's only interested in the healing part of the medicine. The chometz is ba'im, is non-existent. Oy bezoizuk the chaznish, because datoy al hasamim, he's only taking this tablet because he's interested in the actual medicine and not in the chometz, is pashpash bechlal ken achshavei. And as I shrap and Moshe Feinshan, Nigus Moshe, the Zelbelushan, achshavei lo shayach beduvash lekeach refia. The aftvu memur meisim noitlen refia. You see, people take things which are bitter, they're horrible to eat. Lachain ein lachom malach shoich shritikach refia kafishom lacharoifa. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to bring a stark raya to this yesod from one of the Rishonim, from the Ritvaz, who he was asked a shala about somebody who needed for some type of, not for a fee so much, but as a vitamin, he wanted to eat roses. And these roses came from a tree which was olive. Zuk the Ritvaz as follows. Haverid, the rose, afal pi shehi lemachal, although this person is eating it, obe'enoi machal briyim, we don't find that people eat rose leaves or rose flowers. Lefichach ein ola nehegesbo. There's no issa ola whatsoever. Emitel ochloi. Although we do find there are a minority of Gesinnte people who eat this type of rose, they don't eat it as a food like one eats other foods. Ella leshmiras habrius. They're taking it only as a vitamin, as a health item. Hilkoch einze eitz machel. Zuk Reb Shloime Zalman, you see very, very clearly in the words of the Radvaz that something which a person is taking, and here we're not even speaking about an ill person, we're speaking about a healthy person who's eating something as a vitamin, shmiras habrius. But he says the Radvaz, because he's not eating it as a muzoin, as a food, he's eating it only as shmiras habrius, does heistish can eitz machel, and since it's not called an eitz machel, it's got no halachas of ola. So you see clearly, so Reb Shloime Zalman, we don't apply the svura of achshavei. The same will be the same shala. Yes, if you have treif, there'll be the poskim speak about the same shala, that if it's no longer rui lachila and it's been nifsal, so therefore there's no surah of achshavei. It is preferable, as Ramul said, if you have an alternative, take the alternative. That's why it's important to know, sometimes you go to the pharmacy and they offer you the same identical medicine. They say, would you prefer a tablet form or would you prefer capsule form? So if you have the alternative, it's preferable to take the tablet form, because the capsules is that plastic capsule which very often, that's where the shalas are of treifas, of chumets. So therefore, this is taka, you see here that the svur of achshavei does not apply at all by medicine. But having said that, this is only when we're speaking about chumets, which is nifsal ma'achilas kelev. However, if you have a medicine on Pesach, which is not bitter, it's sweet, like say some type of throat lozenges, or you have some type of a liquid medicine, which actually sometimes can have to it a nice taste, then we have a more serious shala. Because achshavei, we said we don't apply achshavei to take something which is inedible and give it a chashivas, because you're not having it for muzen, you're only having it for medicine. However, when we're speaking about something which is edible, so if it's edible, so the oy bazoi, then you have the shala. So if we have the shala, then those things, look in the poskim, one should not have them on Pesach. So sweet, good-tasting lozenges and so on, and liquid medicine has to be avoided on Pesach, unless a person is chas v'shul mechoyle sheyesh b'sakun. The Noi de Behida comes along, and he's got another svura when we don't say achshavei. And Be'emes, this is already in the words of the Bach, this was written. Says the Noi de Behida as follows. You know when you say achshavei? Only when you're eating this substance by itself. Then you say, I see in your eyes you've raised the prominence of this item, you're willing to eat it. Pas tzuzugan asvura of achshavei. Avlim eina oichle kemoshe hi. But if you're not eating this chometz by itself, but you're putting it into something else. Like by the medicine, you're putting the chumetz into the medicine just to be able to make the medicine complete, to make it edible. Zuk the Noi de Behida, and Be'emes the Bach already said this surah. And azoy zuk the Masham the Zelba Lushan. When do you say achshavei? When you're eating this item by itself. But when you've mixed it into a mixture together with other ingredients and now you've disguised it, then bechalal, I've got no raya achshavei. Like I said, when you put charcoal in chocolate, you're only doing that because the chocolate has disguised, has covered over the charcoal. It's not in my eyes, I'm looking at this charcoal, and this has become now an edible item. I've only put it into there because I can get away with it, because the chocolate smothers the taste, and I can't feel it at all. Zut the Noi de Behida, achshavei pasno, when you eat the item by itself. The second you're not eating by itself, there's no achshavei. I don't know why, I haven't seen any of the poskim quote this noi de biyehida. And in fact, from the Lushan Arigas Haboisim, I see clearly nishtazoi, because Arigas Haboisim was asked about the shala, he quotes the shala, about somebody who'd mixed chometz into the sugar to give the sugar a whiter taste together with some white powder. And there comes on the Arigas Haboisim, and the Hemek Sheh said it was also because of achshavei. I see clearly from the noi de biyehida, achshavei is only when you're eating this particular substance by itself. So this is the halucha of achshavei. It's important to note the sefer Shaviva Eish from the Shmir Lezer Stern from Bnei Brak, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv and from Rav Ozna Zechoyin Levrucha, but they both said that even by achoyle she'ein boi sakuna, although we said it's preferable from the Ramu, if one can have an alternative, one should have an alternative, but they both said, this is only when a person, for example, he's got just a minor ailment and he goes to the doctor and prescribe him a course of antibiotics or medicine. But somebody who's on a fixed, long-term course of medicine, for example, for high blood pressure, even if he's not a chole sheyesh b'sakuna, or he's got some heart complaint and he has to take every single day a particular tablet, whatever it should be, then they both said, Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Ozna, it's forbidden for such a person to change his medication, even though the medication he is on has in it chometz, because since it's be'etzim, this is a serious illness which he has, and although he's not a chole sheyesh b'sakuna, he's a chole she'ein b'sakuna, but a person should not change his medication under such circumstances. So this is basically the halucha of achshavei. Ne'ik is the boishim zol helfen, zol ala zang gezinten stark, and we shouldn't need to take any medicine. Amen. Now the yisod of achshavei is also negeya for the milchemes hayetzer. We know that chometz is compared to the sultan, the yetzer hura, and the avoider just is not just merely getting rid of the chometz. At the same time, the shteitan alas svurim is that one has to work on the milchemes hayetzer. And just like we see by chometz, this concept of achshavei, what it does is it takes something which is inedible, which is nifsal machilas kelev, but since in your eyes you have given it a chashivas, achshavei, so you have elevated it and you've brought it back now, you've restored it to become, as if to say chometz, it becomes usa midrabuna. The very same concept we find legaba the melchemes hayetzer. We say every single day in Krishna, v'loi sosiri achrei levavchem v'achrei eneichem asher atem zoinem achareim. In the Malbim, Freitige Waldige Kasha, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, ho'ayin roya v'halev choymed v'hagif oysa esu aveiris. L'choyre Freitige Malbim, we see that the Seder which Chazal have given us is not the same as in the Torah. The Torah says clearly, it starts with your heart, and it carries on to your eyes. Tell us, Chazal, the opposite Seder. So which way does it go? Chazal are saying a different Seder to what's stated in the Torah. Zug the Malbim, a gewaltig yesod. He quotes the Rashi and he says, "Azoi shteitn Chazal, ein udam misave elamashir rui einav." You see, lechore it starts with the eyes. Omnom zukte Chazal dai ki haheipach. Chazal medaybim fiket v'shteitn the Torah. Why zukte moedik yisod? The emes is azoi. Imashin nifal mimara einav elatava. That what a person when he sees something, it makes a roishim on him. The ois ki kva solili tziyire hatava mesila belvovoi mikoidem. It's a simon as already in his heart, he's already, this is a dova chushev, this is something worth pursuing. V'chein shekodmi belibu machshevas oven lehokel b'yiris Hashem. He's already got inside him machshevas to chas v'shun b'meikel. V'zeh she'omri heinaim holchim achalev. This what we are told, that the eyes follow the heart. Shelilei tziyirei hatava shekone beliboy lo yispul mimara einav. The emes is, it starts with the Malbin like it's stated in the Torah. V'lo yisosiri acharei levavchem. Don't go after what your heart tells you. Once you desire something, then afterwards comes along a chazal and they tell us, ha'ayin roya v'alev choymed. It carries on, then you see, and then it goes back to your heart. But zukta malbim, if not for the fact that you've already got inside you a chashivas for this thing, if not for that you've already taken this, mashna from mara'inov, it's because you've already got it into you. And Harai, we know we can have little children who don't have Yetzirah. They can see the same things that we see. And it doesn't make any impression on them. They have no Yetzirah for it. Why not? Because they don't have that Yediyah Belev. The Yediyah Belev they don't have, so they can see things and hear things, and it makes no impression or very little impression on them. But we who have this already inside us, so therefore makes an impression. So Zug the Malbim, it starts with the heart. You've given our chashivas. Comes on Chazal, once you've got that already, then ha'ayin roi v'alev choymed. Oh, but if you didn't have it in your heart beforehand, you wouldn't have a problem seeing things. Now Zug so the Heilige Rishna, state in Parshas Devorim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, Karavto mil b'nei amoin al titzrim v'al tizgabom milchuma. You're going into Israel, don't shepherd them, because they're b'nei loit, and we know we're not allowed to shepherd b'nei loit. Or the Rishna Gazuk Dazoi, when a yid comes, and kegan the yetzahor, and kegan the goy, karavto mil b'nei amoin, what's the etzah? The etzah is al titzrim from Lushan Tzira. Gibs a nishken tzira. Don't give it a chashivas. Valtiske bom milchuma, and then you won't have a milchuma kegan the Yetzirah. You know when you have a milchuma? It's only after you in your mind, you've already come along and you've elevated and you've promoted this thing. This by me is a dovah choshev. But if you were just to dismiss it out of hand, dvorim shema bekach Africa alma, you will be able to see things and hear things, and it won't make any impression on you. And be'emes, this is a beferish gemura. And Masechtas Ksibas and Daf Yizayin and Medalef, where the Gemara speaks about Ketzem Arakdim Lifnei Hakala, and the Gemara tells us how various Amaruim they would do things to be Mesameach Chusim Vekala. Tells us the Gemara there of Acha Markiv Lo Akisvei, he would take the Kala on his shoulders in Merakid, and he danced with the Kala on his shoulders. Omre Lei Rabunam, and Rabunam Gefreik Ravacha, Anan Mahi Le Mevet Huche. Can we do the same as you? Omer lehi, he said to them, it depends. Idamin alayki kashira lechaya ve'i loy loy. It all depends. If you look at the color, you'll have the same feeling and you'll have the same hisoiris as if she's a plank of wood, you can do it. But if not, not. You see here very clearly this yisod. Rav Acha said, by me taking a kala on my shoulders and dancing is the equivalent of schlepping a plank of wood. If by you it's the same, you can do it. When the Yetzirah is in your eyes, a plank of wood, you don't become this sport. The problem is, unfortunately, that we're far removed from this madrega. But this is the avoida, yeda mensh lefi madregusoi. Don't be achshavei, don't give the Yetzirah a chashivas. When you give it a chashivas, that's when it starts all the problems. State in the Sachmas Forshim, we know, the void of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Neruim, and the void of Pesach is a Zelba Avoida. And it occurred to me, it's interesting to see, it comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it comes Erev Pesach. On both of them, we make the same declaration. Erev Pesach in the free, we make a declaration, and we say, Kol chamira v'chamiyad ikka b'shusi, lebutl v'levehefte ka'afra da'ara. Ich gibes nishke chashivas. All these things, it's all butl ka'afra da'ara. That's the yesod of bitl chumis. Hot nishke b'amik and chashivas. The same thing as we know, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we make haturas nadurim. How is a person matineder? He says, as a lushan of Kol Nidra, we say, Shekilom betailim vetulim lo sheririm velo kayum. Also, it's chol gezukt. It's betailim vetulim lo sheririm velo kayum. It's hot nishke chashivas. The dibber is nishkevin ke richtige dibber. When a person does that, he removes the achshave from the Yetzer Hara, demus is mezoich hataka to be koivish the Yetzer Hara, omen ken yirutzayim.